So I'd like to call this special session of the Veteran Affairs Committee into session. Madam Secretary, if you could take the roll.
Newman.
Here.
Nielsen. Dodd. Witho.
Presente.
Nguyen.
Here.
Roth. Wilk.
Present.
We have a quorum.
All right. So my vice chair is not here. Mr. Wilk, would you do the honors of accepting the gavel for this very important testimony?
I would be honored.
Move it.
Move the senator. So our first item is SB 262 by our 66. Illustrious chair. 626. See, I'm dyslexic, so.
Mr. Chair, Senators, thank you for considering Senate Bill 626. In recent decades, female service members have come to comprise an increasing proportion of all branches of the United States Armed Forces. As proof, in today's all-volunteer military, approximately 14 to 15% of enlisted personnel are currently female, and 16 to 70% of officers are female. Historically, female service members were segregated within the special subcomponents of the military, such as the Women's Army Air Corps with the U.S. Army. A member of that corps was known as a WAC, which was pronounced WAC. I'm reading for the statement. Historically, enlisted personnel were referred as either enlisted men or enlisted women. In the 1970s, each of the service branches fully integrated its respective women-only subcomponents into the branch's larger organizational and operational structures. In the ensuing decades, the terms enlisted men and enlisted women have steadily come to be replaced by the generic, non-discriminatory term enlisted persons. California's current military and veterans code is heavily sprinkled with references to the old enlisted men and enlisted women terms. In the current context, these terms are outdated, unwieldy, and often regarded as discriminatory and sexist. SB 626 is code cleanup language that would replace the numerous outdated references to male and female military personnel in existing state statutes to properly conform to prevailing usage by the active duty military. As noted in the committee analysis, due to time constraints, the current version of the bill was drafted by legislative counsel without yet correcting for specific instances of gender-specific references. At my request, legislative counsel is currently working through the code to determine which references to change. I will amend those specific changes into the bill downstream of this hearing. Legislative counsel has been working with our committee staff, who have also been coordinated technically with the California Military Department. I respectfully urge an aye vote on this simple but timely measure.
Great. Anybody here in support? Anybody here in opposition? Seeing none, any questions, comments, concerns from committee members?
Move the bill.
Actually, you were late. Senator Nguyen already moved the bill.
She moved the bill before I started the bill. That's how good she is.
Well, I guess at this point, let's call the roll.
Senate Bill 626, do pass. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Witho?
Aye.
Witho, aye. Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Yes.
Wilk, aye. That
work,
passes
everybody.
Out.
Wood?
Wood, aye.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Your bill's out. I guess we'll leave it open for a second to give Senator Nielsen an opportunity to vote.
Yes, thank you.
I'm told that Senator Nielsen cannot attend. Let's go ahead and close that out.
Yes, so the bill passes.
Thank you. And so we are adjourned. Thank you very much.